Officials say around 150 people turned out at Far North Bicentennial Park over the weekend to call on the Anchorage Police Department to consider changing their policies around shooting. Miriama Amave, the executive director of the newly formed Polynesian Community Center, helped organize the event.
And it wasn't just the Polynesian community, it was a very diverse group. We really demonstrated that we were coming together as a voice, like there is an issue and we were trying to raise that. And it was really peaceful, you know, like it was nothing violent, like they were stating that it was going, you know, that they were afraid of.
About a dozen people attended a private meeting on Friday preceding the rally, including representatives of the mayor's office, Anchorage Police Chief Mark Mew, and members of Polynesian community groups, among others. Officials did not go into detail about what was discussed, but Amave says the meeting was productive.
It was just a starting point for communication between the community and Anchorage Police Department.
June 9th, an Anchorage police officer shot and killed a Samoan man, Shane Tossey, who was brandishing a stick in the Mountain View neighborhood. Chief Mew says the Office of Special Prosecutions and Appeals, a division of the State Attorney General's office, ruled the shooting was legal because the officer believed he and a bystander were faced with imminent threat of serious physical injury or death. Another man holding a BB gun resembling a real Smith & Wesson gun was shot and killed during a police call July 1st. Amave's group and others who attended the rally are calling on the APD to consider using non-lethal force, a proposition that Police Chief Mark Mew says is difficult.
We can't have a lot of bullets flying around. Frankly, getting center mass hits on a fast-moving target is difficult enough. Trying to shoot hands and feet and knives and guns would be almost impossible to do.
Chief Mew says since the recent shootings, his office has been flooded with requests to equip more officers with tasers, something he's willing to consider.
In this last couple, 3 weeks, I have gotten the public's apparent acceptance of tasers. So that's been instructive for us. And if the public has an appetite for more of that technology and is willing to fund it, then I certainly will take a look at what we can do in that regard.
But Mew says issuing more tasers will have a hefty price tag. Each one will cost approximately $1,300, and there'll be additional costs in the form of training and related equipment. Right now, about half of the force carries tasers. Three people have been shot by APD officers this year, two fatally. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.